Hey, Rach, listen, did you know that during pregnancy, your fingers swell up to twice their size and never go back?
Oh, my God, let me see that.
You fall for it every time.
Hey, look, I brought you my old maternity clothes.
Oh, Phoebe, that's so sweet. Oh, those are so cute.
Yes. And look, see how they expand as the baby grows? Oh. And then after the baby's born, they're great for shoplifting melons.
Oh, good, you're all here. Okay, Thanksgiving tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Oh, and guess who I invited? Remember that guy Will Colbert from high school?
No.
He was in Ross's class, marching band, was kind of overweight. Well, really overweight. I mean, I was his then friend.
Wow, I don't remember him. Honey, are you sure you're not talking about your imaginary boyfriend?
No, that was Jared.
Wow.
I haven't thought about him in a long time. Anyway, Will's here on business, and he didn't have a place to go, so I invited him here.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, he's lost a bunch of weight. I mean, he looks good. Okay, I mean, really, really gorgeous. I still love Chandler.
Wouldn't hurt you to say it once in a while.
Right. Okay, also, just so you know, I'm not going to make a turkey this year.
What?
Well, Phoebe doesn't eat turkey.
Phoebe?
Turkeys are beautiful, intelligent animals.
No, they're not. They're ugly and stupid and delicious. Plus, you know, eating them is like a tradition. You know, it goes back to the very first Thanksgiving when the Indians sat down with the cowboys.
Oh, right. That's when they had that big rodeo at Plymouth Rock.
Sorry, no, it's not just Phoebe. Will's still on a diet, Chandler doesn't eat Thanksgiving food, and Rachel's having her aversion to poultry.
She is?
Yeah, did you remember I had to leave the room the other day when you had that roast chicken?
Yeah, but I thought that was just because I put the whole thing on my hand and made it walk across the table.
Anyway, it just doesn't seem worth it to make a whole turkey for just three people, okay? It's just, it's a lot of work.
But you gotta have turkey on Thanksgiving. I mean, Thanksgiving with no turkey is like 4th of July with no apple pie. Or Friday with no two pizzas.
All right, fine if it means that much to you, but just there's going to be a ton left over.
No, there won't. I promise I will finish that turkey.
Right, you're telling me you can eat almost an entire turkey in one sitting?
That's right. Because I'm a Tribbiani. This is what we do. I mean, we may not be great thinkers or world leaders. We don't read a lot or run very fast, but damn it, we can eat.
Think about how next year at this time there'll be a little baby at the table. Rachel's. But good to know where you're at.
Hey. Happy Thanksgiving.
Me too.
Anything I can do to help?
Actually, there is. Chandler usually helps me with this, but he's really into the game, so I don't want to bother him. Could you help me fold these napkins?
Sure.
I'm going to go across the hall to check on the ants.
Okay.
Oh, no, sweetie. No. Not like that. We're not at a barn dance. You want to fold them like swans, like I showed you at Christmas time, remember?
Yeah, it all just came screaming back to me. So how's the game?
I have no idea.
What?
Yeah, I'm just pretending to watch the game so I don't have to help out with stuff.
I don't believe you. That is brilliant. And Monica has no idea?
Nope. Every once in a while, I just yell and scream stuff at the TV.
Hey, what? Oh, hey!
Is your team winning, hon?
Oh, yeah. Anderson just scored again. There's no Anderson.
Well, I want to get in on this. Hey, Mon, I don't think I can help you after all. I didn't realize this game was on.
Oh, I didn't know you like football.
Well, normally I don't. But, you know, Green Bay is playing.
You like Green Bay?
Well, it's only like my favorite bay.
Hey!
Happy Thanksgiving.
Ah, thanks. God, Will, I'm so glad that you came. You look great. You must have lost, like...
150 pounds. Yeah, I'm going to be in one of those Subway sandwich commercials.
Hi.
All right, it's no fat, it's no sugar, it's no dairy. It's no good. Throw it out.
You going to meet some people? This is my husband, Chandler. Chandler, this is Will.
Hey. Oh, hey. I'd shake your hand, but I'm really into the game. Plus, I think it'd be better for my ego if we didn't stand right next to each other.
This is Phoebe.
Hi.
Hey. Well done. Want to give you a hand?
Sure. Monica, I can't get over how great you look. You look stunning.
You look incredible, too. You're so fit.
I'm watching the game, but I'm not deaf.
I meant to tell you, Ross is coming.
Ross has come great. I love Ross.
Oh, good. And Rachel Green, too.
Oh.
Is there a problem?
No. It's okay. It's just, God, I hated her.
What?
Yeah, I hated her. She was horrible to me in high school. But, hey, it was a long time ago. I'm in a good place. Might be actually fun to see her again. Got any cakes or cookies or something? No, Will, no.
You know, it's been a while since we've screamed something. Maybe we should.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
no!
Come on!
Damn you, Raph! You burn in hell! Hey, what are you doing? You've got to save room. You've got almost an entire turkey to eat.
Let me explain to you how the human body works.
I have to warm up my stomach first. Eating chips is like stretching.
Okay.
Don't worry. Tribbiani's never get full.
I actually know what you're talking about. I'm here to tell you something, friend. You can eat and eat and eat, but nothing will ever fill that void.
Who the hell is this guy?
This is Will from high school. Will, this is Joey.
Zip. You flip.
Will
Ross!
Hey, you came! Man, you look incredible.
Hot stuff.
Hot stuff?
It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, you too. Man, so what are you up to?
I'm a commodities broker.
Really?
Yeah,
that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's not. But I'm rich and thin.
Oh. Man, I don't think I've seen you since Lance Davis's graduation party.
That was such a fun night.
Yeah, it would have been good if we had gotten in, but still, real fun.
God, we were lame back then. Do you remember how into dinosaurs we were?
Yeah.
So what do you do now?
So how long are you in town?
Hi. Hey, City.
Okay.
Rachel Green.
Oh, that's right. Are you going to be okay?
Oh, I'll be fine. It's just... God, I hate her, Ross. I hate her.
Will, high school was a long time ago.
Look at her standing there with those yams. My two greatest enemies, Ross. Rachel Green and complex carbohydrates.
Oh, my God, Monica, who is that? That's Will from high school. Oh, I do not remember him. Wow, really got that sexy smoldering thing going on. Oh, my God, look at the way he's just staring at me. I think he's trying to mouth something to me, but I can't make it out. Okay, dinner's ready.
Game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid effort.
Oh, so who won? Green Bay.
Detroit.
Well, the Lions technically won, but it was a moral victory for the Green Bay Mermen.
Hi, Will. Right.
Right.
Right. Hi, I'm Rachel Green.
Oh, I remember you.
Really? Mm. Aren't you sweet? I gotta tell you, though, I'm having the hardest time placing you. Oh, hang on. I think I remember you. Did we fool around at Lance Davis's graduation party?
You are unbelievable.
Thank you. Rachel, why don't you sit here, and Will, you sit way over there.
That's it? Even if nobody helps me, I can eat that, no problem. At least give me a challenge.
This is Chandler's chicken. This is the turkey.
Oh. How big is that?
It's about 19 pounds.
It's like me when I was born.
All right, who would like some yams, Will?
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
What? Oh, you know what? Can we please keep the chicken and the turkey and everything on the other side of the table? The smell is just... Oh, ugh.
Typical.
I'm sorry, what?
I said it was typical. Typical of you. Rachel Green. Queen Rachel does whatever she wants in a little Rachel land.
Seriously, who is this guy?
I'm sorry. Do you have a problem with me?
I don't know. Do I? Do I?
I think you do. Apparently you were a little mean to him in high school.
A little mean? You made my life miserable.
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Well, you should be. Screw it. Bring on the yams.
Well, but you've worked so hard.
And... Yams!
Okay. Will, I just want to say that I'm real sorry for whatever I did to you in high school.
Oh, it wasn't just me. We had a club.
You had a club?
That's right. The I Hate Rachel Green Club.
Oh, my God. So what, you all just joined together to hate me? Who else was in this club?
Me and Ross.
No need to point. She knows who Ross is.
So you were in an I Hate Rachel club?
Yes, he was.
No, no.
So who else was in this club?
Actually, there was also that exchange student from Thailand, but I don't think he knew what it was.
You guys were cool.
So, Ross, we went out for 2 years, and you never told me you were in an I Hate Rachel club.
You went out with her? We had a pact.
That was in high school. It's not like it was binding forever.
Then why did it have the word eternity in it?
I'm thinking of joining an I Hate Turkey Club. Although I do love a turkey club.
Okay, Monica, did you know about this? I swear I didn't. Hey, is that why you guys used to go up to your bedroom and lock the door?
Yeah.
A little relieved, I gotta say.
Look, Rachel, I'm sorry, okay? I was a stupid kid, okay? The only reason I joined... Co-founded the club was that I was insanely in love with you. Obviously, I didn't handle it very well. But if you think about it, the I Hate Rachel Club was really the I Love Rachel Club.
Except that it was really the I Hate Rachel Club.
Okay, so what, you guys would just, like, get together and, like, just say mean things about me?
Oh, we did a little more than that.
No.
What else did you do?
We started a rumor.
What rumor? Oh, come on, Will. Just take off your shirt and tell us. Ross?
It's no big deal. We said that the rumor was that you had both male and female reproductive parts.
That's right. We said your parents flipped a coin, decided to raise you as a girl, but you still had a hint of a penis.
Oh, my God! You started that? What? You heard it? Everyone at our school heard it.
Everybody at my school heard it. You were the hermaphrodite cheerleader from Long Island?
Oh, no! Oh, my God, this is all making so much sense to me now. This is why Adam Carter wouldn't go out with me. This is why Billy Trapp would just stay in this region.
Actually, Billy Trat is gay now, so that one's not really our fault.
Monica, how come you never told me this? I thought it might be true. And I was afraid that you were going to cry and then show it to me. Joey, stop staring. There's nothing there. It's not true.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to need proof. Come on, whip it out. Oh. You are my Everest.
Joey, you don't have to finish that.
Oh, yes, I do. Otherwise, what's next? You know, today I'm just a guy who can't finish a turkey, but tomorrow I'm the guy who eats half a power bar, wraps up the rest, and puts it in the fridge? No. No, I just got to change my pants. What was I thinking? Jeans have no give.
All right, guys, can you help me with the dishes? There's a lot of pots and pans.
Oh, honey, yeah, I'd love to, but the second game's about to start.
Oh, yeah, the second game. More football for the Phoebster.
All right, so who's playing?
Los Angeles.
Wow, last time I checked, Los Angeles didn't have a football team.
Did I say Los Angeles? I meant the team that used to be in Los Angeles and is now in St. Louis. I actually knew that.
Okay, quick, name three players on that team.
Gretzky. Agassi. I'm a pretty little girl.
Okay. Listen to what Sean McMahon wrote in my yearbook senior year. Dear Rich, you're such a great person. Not girl, person.
Rich, I think you're reading a little too much into it.
Dear Rich, you're a great person. Sorry about your teeny weeny.
Like, what do you want me to do? You want me to call everyone in the entire school and tell them it wasn't true?
Yes.
Could you also tell them I'm skinny now?
Oh, me too.
Look, I'm not calling anybody, okay? It was like a million years ago.
I don't care how long ago it was. You told people that I was half and half. You know what? I just want to point out, I never did anything to hurt you in high school. That's not totally true. What?
What?
Well, you did start that rumor about Ross making out with Mrs. Altman, our 50-year-old librarian.
How did you know that?
It's true?
No.
Yes, it is. I saw you guys going at it behind the card catalog.
Hey, what were you doing in the library?
They had magazines.
Mrs. Altman? She also made out with Tataka Kai Kek the night before we went back to Thailand.
I'm sorry. When you were in high school, you made out with a 50-year-old woman?
Hey, she didn't look 50.
Did she look 16?
Oh, there's a picture of her in the yearbook, actually.
Oh.
Wow!
She didn't photograph well.
Well, she probably wasn't familiar with the process, having spent most of her life sitting for oil paintings.
Did she lure you to an early bird dinner?
I was working late in the library one afternoon. It was just the two of us. She needed some help with her word jumble. And one thing led to another. If you must know, Anita was very gentle and tender. May she rest in peace.
Didn't she walk with a cane?
Only when it was damp! I can't believe you told people about this. Everybody knew. You know what? I'm back in the club. Yeah!
Shall I call the meeting to order?
Is everybody present?
With the exception of Tataka.
I want to join! What?
I'm sorry. And I never got to be in a club. I didn't go to high school. But three of us would meet behind a dumpster to learn French.
Bonjour.
Oh, you're fine. You guys are going to have your stupid little club, but I would just like to say that what you did to me is way worse than what I did to you. You gave me a teeny weeny.
Damn you.
All right, listen. You're just being silly. Rachel, even with that rumor, you're one of the most popular girls in school. I mean, everyone wanted to be like you. One girl wanted to be like you so much, she stuffed her pants with a Tootsie Roll. And Ross, if it weren't for Rachel's rumor, I mean, no one in high school would even know who you were. She put you on the map.
As a romancer of the elderly.
Hey, Mrs. Alden was the kind of woman you could tell she used to be pretty.
The eyes did still sparkle.
Hey, guys, this stuff is just so way in the past. You've been through so much since then. And right now, you've got so much more important stuff going on in your lives. Can't you just let this go?
She's right.
Yeah, I mean, we are having a baby together.
Hold on!
You got her pregnant?
Yeah.
Are you getting married?
Nope.
So you knocked her up, but you're not gonna marry her. Dude. Anybody?
Okay. Exactly how I imagined it would be.
All right, where's that turkey?
Joey, those are my maternity pants.
No, no, these are my Thanksgiving pants. Well, that's it. I'm done.
Whew.
Here come the meat sweats.
We're all very proud of you.
Yes, I believe we can expect a call from the president any moment now.
Is there anything we can do for you?
No, just nobody press on my stomach.
You can keep those pants, by the way.
What do you got there? Is that pie?
Yeah, you want some?
Just cut me a little sliver. A little bigger. A little bigger. What are you afraid? You're gonna run out? Cut me a real piece!